There's only so much horrible news I can take in 1 week. It feels like the world is falling apart. Well, you feel that way when you watch countless hours of horrifying, non-stop, breaking news, wall-to-wall, continuing coverage. A plane crash alone is tragedy, but it just gets worse and worse. AIDS researchers on board? Who knows what breakthroughs they may have brought to the world? And then there are the reporters' vivid, gruesome descriptions of the crash site. Victims' relatives gathering at airports. There's only so much doom and gloom you can take. So we have to distract ourselves from the hard, gory facts. We distract ourselves with meaningless sidebars like, less than 30 seconds after mentioning the crash, the president cracks a joke about Joe Biden. Or American Pie star Jason Biggs tweeting a joke about the crash. These sidebars take our attention away from the real horror. But you have to remember, there are good things happening. Great weather this weekend in Baltimore. Artscape. A 105-year-old woman throwing out the first pitch Sunday at a Padres game. A dog in Indiana that wouldn't stop licking the face of a sleeping, deaf 13-year-old boy. When the boy opened his eyes, he saw smoke and flames and realized his dog had saved his life. These are the stories that we need, the distractions that keep us sane when it feels like the world around us is falling apart. I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.